Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Doctors and nurses working in hospitals are especially busy battling the COVID-19 pandemic, but many family physicians are struggling, according to Dr. Sterling Ranson, past president of the Medical Society of Virginia.
The volume of patients through the office is what drives the revenue for most practices. And since COVID-19, volumes have gone down precipitously.
The same is true for many specialists.
They're not doing elective procedures in the hospital, and because of that, they don't have follow-ups in their office, and so their volumes are down too.
Ranson's patients are still calling, but conversations by phone are reimbursed by insurance companies and government programs at a much lower rate than office visits.
Now, they reimburse for video visits equal to how they reimburse us for a face-to-face visit, which is fantastic. The problem that I see is that a majority of my patients are older, and a lot of them have problems with the technology. We have to go to a phone visit.
Which is why dozens of medical associations, including the AMA and the Medical Society of Virginia, have written to the federal government requesting emergency payments equal to 1 month of revenue for their practices and a change in the way they're compensated for telephone visits. I'm Sandy Houseman.